Welcome to HarryWilson3.com.
Get ready to discover, develop, and monetize your skills and talents with Harry Wilson.
What is up, everyone? Welcome to TerryWilson3.com. For you entrepreneurs, and you guys that are ready to put a dent in the universe. This is episode 418. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, tonight we're talking about managing customer relationships. Does anyone else have a problem with managing relationships in this?
Easy.
Just in general.
Just
not a likable guy.
So
I'm going to start managing like Jordan.
How does Jordan manage his relationships?
Not well.
He didn't give a crap.
With fists.
With fisticuffs.
He's like, you with me? No? Okay, get out.
Get out. I liked it. He's a winner.
At all costs.
With Pippen.
At two three-peats.
With Pippen and Rodman.
The team of the 90s. Didn't have to go team shopping. Didn't have to go all around the country trying to find a way to win.
It's the blessings of having it all brought to you.
I tell you, Dean Smith did a great job of raising that guy. I'm telling you, we're proud of the GOAT. So if for you guys that watched The Last Dance, it was like watching a documentary on greatness. So it was wonderful.
What was cool to see is half my wardrobe.
as a child growing up.
I did see some of those jackets, those what's this material that you've got? It's like a rain jacket almost, but it's like they made the fleece, like
the satin type stuff and all that. It was real big back then. Yeah, that was a thing back in the 90s and all of that. So tonight we're talking about managing customer relationships. So that's going to be a great time. We've got a new tool here at TW3 we're all proud of that we did a little impromptu training on it with our members. When was it? Friday night that we got together. And
I think Saturday night.
Was it Saturday night? I can't remember.
Because that was the day we did my daughter's birthday. And then you did it that evening.
That's right. Okay. So, because Friday night was the family get together.
Your family get together.
The Roots. Yeah. And we had to. Yep. So it was Saturday. So thank you. But it was a great. We had about 30. Because I used Zoom, so I could only have so many. And from everything I got feedback from the members, it's just been great. Now we're getting
questions.
Reagan says, I just want you to know, every time we release something, ticket support.
just
blows up. So thank you, Dad.
You should request like pandemic pay.
Is that like a time and a half?
Yeah.
See, I'm having to work from home based on, well, never mind.
So yeah, I mean, I'm telling you guys, this thing is bad to the bone. It's fun stuff, and it completes us as a platform because we've always had the ability to engage and generate leads. Where we were weaker on is being able to manage those leads in a way that you can automate that process without going out to third parties like MailChimp, GetResponse, AWeber, and all that stuff, which in some cases it's still...
And they don't do all the components this does.
No.
I mean, a CRM is just nice.
Oh, it's just absolutely has just rocked this thing out. And we've been split testing different funnels with it now, and it is just working like a top. So very proud of that. So we've got that going on. Hey, but before we get into too much, I want to introduce my panel. All the way over on the left, my brother from another mother. You read about him in magazines.
No.
Heard about him on talk shows.
What kind of magazines?
We won't go there. Mr. Michael Corbett, how you doing, Michael?
Not bad.
So how many bells do you have right now?
I don't know.
Not enough.
I'm just sick of doing fixer-upper things around the house.
Yeah.
I had to fix that, you know, that I told you yesterday.
You had
AC drain pipe busted.
The whole drywall thing.
Yeah. It's a bad state, though. I didn't know if you were talking about your Animal Crossing house or your real house.
No, this was the real one. And it was frustrating.
Can't tell anymore of a virtual reality or reality.
Because this was the room we just got the new drywall done in.
Yeah.
And then, but luckily, so I had to do some cutting out of the drywall last night.
Yeah.
And gave the contractor call.
Yeah.
He called me this morning. He was good.
Was he okay with because
he said that, you know, probably his issue, and it was just an elbow of the pipe broke, but it was dripping and leaking inside instead of going all the way out through the outside wall.
At least he made it right.
Yeah, and he's coming back and he's going to fix it. I mean, I went ahead and fixed the pipe, but yep, other than that, people are already talking smack about basketball teams. But I'm going to let that move on.
You're going to defer to your person on your left, my right.
I'll take all the smoke.
The son in whom I am well pleased, except in his basketball.
LeBron's the greatest.
No, they're talking cats. They're talking.
It's not even a real team.
Is one and done on here.
Yeah, again.
One and done. I think that's going to be Craig's new name if he keeps talking smack. if it's Hallie and Craig, her partner, I'm going to start calling them the one and done crew from Kentucky.
It's got to be tough to be a Cats fan, though. I mean, think about it.
What, the mild Cats?
Well, just think of it like basketball's their sport. They just don't win.
We're going to stay off this. We're going to alienate.
I hear you guys have a good women's baseball team, maybe.
We're going to alienate the entire membership.
I don't know anything about their football team. I'm making jokes.
And over to Reagan's left and my right, my other son in whom I'm well pleased, who just did something to his car that I have no idea. I don't understand.
So the entire point of an engine is to get air in and out fast, right?
That's the entire
intention, right?
Of an engine.
That's all there is to it.
I thought it was to make your car go.
There's actually nothing more to it than getting air in and out. That's all there is to it.
So it's a vacuum?
Yeah, pretty much.
So, this is pretty simplified.
Yeah, it really is. I don't understand why people have a hard time becoming mechanics and stuff in cars. Like, it really is, you know? It's simple.
I mean, so if you understand a blow dryer,
no, vacuum intake.
Either way, it's that simple, you know.
And so, what did you do to this engine?
A rainbow vacuum literally sticking out of the top of this car.
Yeah, it's pretty crazy. So, I got a cold air intake because every car has an intake. I think
Guys,
okay, before anybody comments anything, just know I'm a 16-year-old and I think I know what I'm talking about, but I don't.
Hey, here, with confidence. Here's the question.
What's
I would say most engines have an intake. The question.
Most?
Most.
Well, the most.
I mean, they should, right?
Does a Tesla?
No, because it's electric.
Okay, then. So it's a car. So
it's
most.
Combustion.
Exactly.
Most combustion engines.
Must have.
So what I did with mine is got a cold one that goes down. Instead of being in the engine, like, place the engine bay,
yeah,
it goes down to my front left tire and takes air from there and puts it in the engine. So instead of getting hot, you know, hot molecules that are thick, it gets cold molecules, and all that cold small molecules gets into one thing and it's cold.
Yet he failed science. It's really weird.
Yeah, it's crazy. So
he got a D in physical science, but he's out there just juicing up this car.
Just know, I say this with confidence, but I know nothing about cars, but it does. I do know this, though. It did make my car go faster, and it goes vroom, vroom a little bit more now. So.
That's all that matters.
We're not making a lot of friends.
We have alienated everybody from just the first opening. I mean, we're beautiful podcast.
If you don't like LeBron and bad mechanics, then this isn't for you.
Yeah.
We just flipped the script. We usually do this at the end. Now we're just doing it.
Yeah, I know. We'll get back on topic, guys. Sorry. This is a business show. We just like to mask it real well. Sometimes we just don't like to brag about it. But we are going to get into the business end of this. But before we do, we got a couple announcements, I think, starting with River.
Make sure you use the podcast TW3 podcast 18, and we'll make sure, or TW3 podcast 418, and we'll make sure to get that at the end of the show.
Hashtag TW3 podcast.
Yeah, so we're going to be taking your questions at the end of segment three here.
Yep.
So go ahead and send those in now. We'll start collecting them, compiling them, and the only thing we ask is you keep it clean, relevant, and positive.
Clean, relevant, positive,
or funny,
or if you got a cuss.
Which for the first question that was already on there. Yes, Kentucky has more wins, but who has more championships?
Sound like a Michael Jordan apologist.
That's all I'm going to say.
Now you sound like a Jordan apologist.
No, that's not.
I like it. You're evolving in your arguments.
All right. The next one is worthmoreconference.com. So the conference that we had to reschedule because the beginning of the coronavirus is July 23rd to 25th.
Yes.
Greenville, South Carolina. Again, worthmoreconference.com. So South Carolina's opening back up. We can get haircuts this week.
Hey.
But just wanted to remind everyone, worthmoreconference.com, and you can get all the details on that site.
WorthMoreConference.com. Be there if you want to be able to see how other people, average Joes just like you and I, are taking their money, business, and life to new levels. It is probably not the biggest moneymaker we do at TW3. Matter of fact, we have lost money every year putting on this conference. Even this year, we haven't lost as much. But what it has done, we make it in the aggregate in this one regards. So many people walk away with so much information, but not just information. But just application. This is what it means when Terry said this on the video, or my coach was saying this. I literally saw someone do it, and it comes alive. I don't know. It just that one-to-one connection and talking to people and asking questions and that whole networking thing. And you're going to be able to meet people that are just like you that, you know, we've had member after member after member. And I've said their name so often on this podcast, you probably get tired of hearing me talk about them. But we had someone came last year, just went through a nasty relationship breakup and all this other stuff, and was looking for a way to rebuild his life. And in his first year of having this platform, now this caveat emptor, that's a little Latin for buyer beware. This is the exception, not the norm. But he closed out $250,000 last year in his first year because he had a lot of business acumen already at his back. So he's not that learning curve wasn't as steep for him, in all honesty. But he was learning the same tools that everyone else get at TW3 for the first time. And a light bulb went off and it's just like, oh. And we've had people that came that just recovering from cancer and losing a career in their insurance field and, you know, came to the conference, connected with us, learned how other people are doing things. And in their first few years, made $200,000. You know, I think a year and a half out, they were at that level. Now, that's not everybody. We've had people go, didn't do a thing and walked away even more mad. So that can happen too.
What can happen with any conference?
Yeah, it can happen. But net, we get 100% positive feedback on the people that leave reviews on the conference. And even the people that walked away mad, they weren't mad at us. We're just frustrated that life wasn't working out at that time for them because of things going on in their lives. And that happens. That's life. And the story's not over with them. Okay. They could still be taking that information and applying it. And maybe this is their year of bouncing back from that. But it's good information that you're going to be able to take and walk away with and see how you can take your money, business, and life to new levels. When we get back, we're going to be talking about managing customer relationships. Good business has to have good relationships. And managing relationships is the most difficult thing you'll do in life. You get good at managing relationships, marriage works out, parenting works out, all kinds of things work out. So we're not going to say you're going to solve all of that in this podcast, but we've got some tools and some strategies we want to share with you. We get back right after this. Podcast, you've heard me say it 1,000 times. Earners are learners and leaders are readers. If you want to go to the next level, you do have to grow to the next level. And growth happens by the people you hang around and listen to the most. Seth Godin says you're the sum total of 5 people you hang around the most. And that is why you need to go to terrywilson3.com/freebook and get a free audiobook just to try out the services. Here's the deal. Over 70,000 different authors from every type of genre that you could think of. Go over there, pick one that you like, something that's going to inform you, something that's going to inspire you, something that's going to illustrate what you need to do next. Try out the service. If you don't like the service, cancel it, and you get to keep that free audiobook. But you're going to love the service, and I promise you, if you will commit yourself to listening and learning from those who have gone where you want to go, you can go there also. So go to terrywilson3.com/freebook today. Try out the service and get a free audiobook just for trying it out. terrywilson3.com/freebook.
If
Have you ever tried a work from home business? If you have, you may be like several others. Matter of fact, 98% of people, according to Forbes magazine, who've tried and failed. Why? Well, there's several reasons, but the main reason is because most home-based businesses have no means, method, or mechanism for you to get in front of people who need, want, desire, and can afford what it is you offer. See, the unique thing about TerryWilson3.com is we put you in a position where if you can simply answer a phone, read a script, you can make money. And I'm not talking about going and selling pills, thrills, lotions, and potions. I'm talking about selling something that every business, everyone who has a product, good, or service needs. And that is a lead generation marketing system. But here's the cool thing. You never cold call. You never have to recruit your friends, family, and foes. You simply take a call, read a script. Want more information? Go to TerryWilson3.com/call center right now to get more information. That's TerryWilson3.com/call center.
You're listening to TW3 Radio, inspiring, informative, and entertaining talk and music for the entrepreneur and small business owner. And now back to our show with Terry Wilson.
Terry already alluded to it, but tonight's topic is managing customer relationships. So we have some questions here. I guess we'll just ask the panel. The first question we have is one that I'm pretty sure everyone's heard. Is the customer always right?
Is the customer always right?
I think anybody that's worked in customer service wants to give an emphatic no. But let's leave it.
Well, let's just go around the horn. I'll reserve my opinion till later. Michael, how do you feel about that? Is the customer always right?
This is loaded.
I know it is. Is the customer always right? Nobody wants to touch it.
I'm probably gonna approach that as first of all, if I'm getting emails from clients,
yeah,
I have to assume that they are probably right in acknowledging the issue.
Right.
But from that standpoint, I'm probably going to do a little bit of digging, understanding what is causing the issue.
Mm-hmm.
And then in the end, I'm probably going to lean to, this is just a tough one. I guess I've never...
Just say how you feel. I mean,
Though I do client work all the time, you know, I would say the client definitely always feels that they're right.
Sure.
I don't know in the end if I would say that they always are, though. But it's the approach that you have to handle them to where
now,
they have to
in context, with the people that are just listening to the show for the first time and don't know your background, let's go ahead and give some context. You work in the medical field, and in particular, you're a consultant helping hospitals mostly and other medical industries or medical businesses within that industry.
Correct.
Practices, I guess, is what they're called, to work more efficiently.
Right.
Improve their bottom line.
Correct.
Through different... systems that you guys put in place.
Correct.
And so you're dealing with a clientele that all of them are highly educated people. They're doctors, they have degrees.
They have degrees.
We're not talking about intelligence. We're talking about...
They just have degrees.
I understand, because there's a...
they have letters behind their name.
Right.
Which does not mean one thing or another.
Some of the dumbest people I know have got letters. But the point is, it's not like you're dealing with... people in a different industry that doesn't require degrees that are more, these are people that should have some, well, they do have training for what they do.
Well, yeah. And I think in the end, Terry, what it comes down to, right, is the work is very similar at the core.
Right.
I mean, between what is done routinely here.
Right.
And then what I'm doing out there on a day-to-day basis.
Right.
I mean, it's ultimately consulting and coaching.
Right.
And trying to build something.
Right. Right.
Here, it's more maybe an individual business.
Sure.
There, it's a business.
Right.
Oftentimes, it's already established, but sometimes it could be establishing a new practice.
Right.
Or something of that nature. I'm going to probably lean to listening to the... I'm always going to lean to listening to the customer.
Mm-hmm.
And helping understand... myself understand where they're at.
Yeah.
But at the same token, too, I believe, you know, I saw some comments here, right? They are the paying ones, right?
Yes.
But at the same token, aren't they also paying us for help and support?
True.
So you could go either way. I mean, you could say, yes, they all, I they think are the
problem,
always right.
I think the problem with this phrase and why I hate it, I hate that phrase and I always have, and I've been in business my whole life. And so this is not an attitude I've developed because of the business I'm in now. I've always had this attitude, but I think the phrase, the number one, no one is always
the word problem is always
the word always is just boom. And number two, because I looked it up, where did it come from? The phrase, the customer is always right, is an ideal that many stores, retail stores specifically, try to adhere to as their customer service policy. It means that if the customer is unhappy about a product, the business will try to fix the problem and make the customer happy. The customer is always right, meaning, and let's just move on, what it says, meaning, if I can get on in here, I lost it. Meaning that the company will do what they can to make the customer happy. So what they're saying is the customer is right in the fact that they're happy or not. They're always going to be right in the fact of whether this makes me happy or this does not make me happy.
Sure.
You can't tell them, no, this product will make you happy.
And they have the opportunity
and they have
to be able to speak that.
Right. But the fact that a customer is always empirically right about better business practices, how a product functions, all of those things is just empirically untrue. Just like no consultant is, I am wrong all the time.
Well, it would be like if I'm going to,
as a customer and as a provider, by the way.
Right. But if I'm going to paint this picture, right?
Yeah.
So I could go to Lowe's because I went there today.
Yes.
And I got something to fix the pipe.
Right.
I could come back and say, what I bought isn't right. Or, I mean, I could call and say, this didn't fix it.
And you're right.
And I'm right. And they could also be like, well, that's not pipe glue. And I could be like, but it didn't fix it. You know, and I could be like, you know, and so, yes, I'm right in one sense, but I'm also like, yeah, why don't you do some research and figure out what it is to the point, you know?
Just because the customer is right, it didn't fix it, doesn't make the service provider wrong in the fact that you asked for, you know, water paste. You didn't ask for
correct
pipe glue. And, right. You know, it. So, and so the context of this whole talk that we're having in the show is managing customer relationships.
Well, I think at the core is, you know, they have the right to bring a, let's just say in this nature, a dissatisfaction.
Absolutely.
Right. And it's on mine, Reagan's, Rivers, yours, anyone's onus.
Right.
If one of your clients brings a dissatisfaction, then we have to solve it.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm.
And that is where it then comes in.
Absolutely.
It may be there has to be a change from our end or from your end. You know, in the end, what's going to be right is if they feel satisfied with the solution and it's one that also works for potentially yourself.
Right.
But maybe sometimes as the provider, you have to give a little bit more.
So how do you guys, what's your attitude in the
place, come on, Reagan,
the place of employment you're at? Cause I know they are big. Matter of fact, there's Forbes articles out there that says you're, other place of employment has made billions just because they've been able to teach people your age how to say please, thank you, and my pleasure.
Chick-fil-A has a whole model on how to deal with customer conflict or how to solve issues. And it basically comes down to pretty basic things that you would think of, like empathize with the customer. A big thing that they say is make eye contact. Don't interrupt them. Like, right. I know that sounds very simple, but it's like, no. Don't look to solve their issue immediately. Let them tell you. Go, sorry to hear that. Like, you know, I talked to somebody last Friday. She just didn't like the food. And it was just one of those things. It's like,
right.
We make the food the same way everywhere you go. I know the food's good. I just got back from break. I had some, but you know, but it was one of those things like, I'm really sorry to hear that. Like, we'll comp your meal. I mean, you know, I think the natural side of me is to think that people are taking advantage of you because that's human nature. So maybe it's not good, but my natural inclination is when I hear someone complaining, I'm like, okay, are you just one of those people that are not going to be happy no matter what we do? Or, but either
which
way,
which is a reality.
It is. I mean, there's some people that you could do anything for them and it's not going to matter. They,
right.
You know, they have this preconceived notion that they're in the right. No matter
we
what
know
happens.
Someone personally that if you gave them $1,000, they would complain. About, it yeah. wasn't $10,000.
Right. Well, and I think that's the tough part here, right? Like there's definitely been like having a customer first approach is fantastic.
That's the way it should be. Yeah.
I mean, that's what's, you know, I used to work for Apple.
Right.
Right. They have a very strong customer service program. Mm-hmm. I mean, and retention mm-hmm. is yep. high. You know, I think that's one of the keyest ways in how are we successfully managing relationships, right? Is retention.
So if you looked at it from the outside, you would probably say, yeah, they adopt the model. The customer's always right, which in mindset and in theory, sure. But like, there's also times, I mean, it's like you said, my first thought with the customer is always right is no one's always right.
No one's always right. And another thing is I hate the way it sets it up as an either or proposition because it's not a matter of who's right or who's wrong.
Right.
It's a matter of there's someone that's dissatisfied, rightfully or wrongfully so.
Yep.
How can we fix this? Because the whole point is managing customer relationships.
And I think part of that is like sometimes you just can't, you're not going to be able to salvage the customer.
Right.
So like a short condensed story, we had a guy that was just sitting outside of our Chick-fil-A for multiple hours. And we have high school kids that are getting off that night.
Right.
He's parked right next to their cars and stuff. He's in a white van. I know. Like,
it's, a little awkward.
The cliche.
A little awkward.
But for me as like the manager on duty, it's one of those things like he's not going to be happy. But because I had to go talk to him multiple times to leave the parking lot, essentially. But it's like one of those things. He wasn't in the right. It's not my job to make him feel satisfied. I'm not here to make him feel happy. I'm literally here to tell him, hey, you need to leave. If you don't, I'm calling the cops. Like,
right.
It's just one of those things. I mean,
yeah,
happens.
And so there are going to be conflicts, but every relationship is. But the thing is, you can have a conflict with someone without severing a relationship if done sure. correctly. Mm-hmm. I think what you did was you were firm about this is what's got to happen. Yep. We're not going to back down on it just because of law.
Sure.
Better business practice.
And I think it's kind of like you said, your goal in mind should be to do right by the customer. And I did. I told, hey, you want to come get some food? We'd love to serve you. And this was during the quarantine too. So we didn't have a dining room. So it's like one of those things, like, but there's really no need for you to be out here in the parking lot. So if you want to get food, we'll be here. But if not, you need to leave. And by all accounts, I'm like, I feel like that's fair. You know, we're offering to offer our services, which is food. He can buy food. He can eat it. But,
right.
You know, and it's the same for this business and any other business. It's like sometimes the best you can do is do right by the customer.
Right.
You have, you know, in our business, we have written terms of agreement. Like, this is what we say we're going to do. This is what we'll provide you. And as I'm sure you've talked about before, like some people is after the fact, you tell them like, hey, we don't offer refunds and here's the reason why.
Right.
And then after the fact, it's like, well, I still want a refund. It's like, we're not doing right by you. We're not doing right by us. We're not doing right by anybody else that's purchased this by giving you a refund. Cause we told you three times before you bought it, there's no refunds and there's a reason that there's no refunds.
And that takes me into what I was. There's different levels of relationships. Just like when you're friends with someone, acquaintances, you have one.
It's his straw. It's his straw.
We are on a podcast, you know, and there's a microphone right in front of you. Okay.
It's a very tiny tuba.
Do I just need to? For those who are on camera, River's off camera. We're just.
He was taking a sip. He just wanted to get to the bottom of his cup.
I'm messing with you, man. It's all good. But there's different relationships between just acquaintances, friends, dating, and married. Okay. And I think, you know, there's
the wife is always right, though. That's what I'm learning. The fiance, she's always right. I don't care what it is. She's
and
right.
So my point is, there's different levels of relationship in business because the nature of the business demands a different relationship. If you're selling $5 items at a retail store, you can afford one posture.
Sure.
Because here's your food and you're never talking to that person again.
Yep.
When you're selling $5,000 coaching packages, because, and we're going to go back and forth on a weekly basis,
yep,
and we're got
to time invested,
time invested in one another, yep, then that relationship demands a higher level of commitment by both parties.
Sure.
And so if you get a client that comes in expecting to have a $5 transaction while they're buying a $5,000 item,
yep,
you've set yourself up.
It's all about expectations.
Yep.
You've set yourself up. Mm-hmm. Both parties are going to be extremely frustrated.
And I think what's key, Terry, is we apply it to, you know, the conversations that can be have with TW3, right? It's understanding the expectations.
Right.
Of one, what are they going to expect from myself,
right,
in this relationship? And what, let's say you've come across an ad,
right,
or something of that nature. And when I'm listening to you, I need to understand what are your expectations.
Yep.
Right.
If the time is not taken to have a good baseline of understanding expectations, the relationship is going to start off fragile immediately.
Yep.
Right.
And so that's where the key, because then if we don't have our expectations understood, then we're going to have a very hard time understanding what we need to be fulfilling, what we need to be satisfying,
right,
and probably not going to have any kind of successful relationship from that point forward if that time is not taken to understand what that is.
And that requires having those conversations on the front end, mm, of saying, this is what you can expect from me. This is what I expect from you. Because I feel like if you'll have those type of conversations on the front end, it makes it a whole lot smoother on the back end. It mitigates unnecessary frustration,
right?
Because anytime you're in a learning process, you're already stressed because I'm having to pick up on this new skill set. I'm learning this new technology or this new way of doing business or whatever case, or I'm going on this diet program and I've got this coach that's working with me, whatever the case, whatever context you put this coaching relationship in,
yep,
there's a stress to it, mm-hmm, because change is having to take place and change is uncomfortable for everyone. And so the best way that you can create a healthy environment and a profitable environment for you and your client is to have those uncomfortable conversations on the front end. Yep. And I don't mind telling people, listen, you're going to get irritated with me. You're going to get irritated because I'm not always going to be on demand. You don't have Terry Wilson on dial, speed dial. You know, back when I sold direct, this is the conversations I would have. But here's what I'm going to tell you. When we meet, I'm going to give you information that if you will execute on it, I guarantee you're going to have a minimal results of $1,500 to $2,500 a week. Guaranteed. I will commit and I will work with you to get you to that point, provided you do what I say to do.
Right.
Now, if you don't take my coaching, you don't take my counsel, no problem. We're still going to be friends. I'm still going to be in your corner cheering for you. I'm still there to help you. But I want to tell you right now, I will not accept any blame or responsibility for your results if you don't do what I tell you. These are the type of conversation. Now, and I would say if I was talking to you, Michael, you came to me and you says, I'm making $1,200 a week right now in this career path. I need to be making $2,500. And I say, I can get you there. Are you willing to do what I tell you to do? Provided it's reasonable. I'm not asking you to work 80 hours a week and neglect your family and all that. I'm just saying you've got to learn how to do these things. And then once you learn how to do them, you've got to do it X amount of times a week. Can you do that for me? Yes. All right. Are you okay with us meeting once a week for 45 minutes? And that's it. You know, you can't just call me any other time. You can't. Yes. Okay. If we're good with that, let's roll. You know, and so whatever context, but if you'll have those types of conversations where expectations can be met, both what I can, the value I'm going to provide, you know, because I'm asking you to pay me for this. I'm asking you to buy these resources and I'm asking you to take a risk, but I'm also saying, here's what I will do for you. If you'll have those kind of conversations, I'm telling you, life gets a lot better. You got anything else there, Reagan?
You're shooting number two.
Yeah, if you want.
I'm going to ask on the fly. So let's see. We're talking about how relationship with prospects, clients, and colleagues can be managed.
Yeah, one of the things I love about, and I would love to hear the chat room, what you guys think about the new CRM Max by TW3. We just...
Seems like reception's been positive.
We have... so far, when I sort of unveiled it to a Saturday night, I had texts and emails coming in for quite a while. Terry, this is awesome. Terry, this just rocks. Terry, this is what I've been looking for. And so, and I've had a few people saying I've already started using it and seeing results. And so that's very positive. But what it's allowed us to do, it's, you know, it's easy to build relationships when it's just one or three people, one to three people. But when you're trying to scale a business and you want a business that's got hundreds of clients,
right?
How do you do that? How do you have meaningful connections with that many people in an ongoing basis that's personable and not drive yourself crazy?
Well, and I think it's, you know, part of that, and it's what a CRM allows, right, Terry, is what potential relationship should I be focusing on? You know, because you, if you have 300 prospects, you can't have a deep, meaningful relationship with all 300.
Right.
At the same time.
Right.
There's going to be different levels that you have to have.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, just like in, if I was measuring friendships, right? There's going to be some that I want to have a little bit deeper conversation with more routinely.
Right.
There's going to be others, check in every once in a while.
Right.
That's not because I don't value that individual anymore, sure, or less.
But it's just, you've, it's only just, got so much to go around.
Right. And I think that's what a CRM allows.
It allows you to give more of yourself.
Correct.
To a lot more people.
Right. And then you can see how different people are engaged.
Right.
And then you can then target your time with the different individuals based on potentially their engagement, their value.
Right.
And it's just a great, they're great tools to have.
One of the things before you got here, I don't know when you walked in, if you saw Reagan back behind my desk, but I was showing him, I said, hey, we're able to see even our members, how much they're using the system, what they're doing, their activity in a greater, more in-depth way now, and run reports. And it's being measured. Whereas before, you know, we could run those type of reports, but it was very, we had to go over here to get this, to go over here to get this, and then cross-reference it. And, you know, sure. So now it's all in one place, in one report, made it a lot easier to look at. And so, you know, it's even, we're using the very tool that we resell and offer to our members. We're using it to manage our own membership and business and stuff. Right. And it's just a very powerful, which I've got some new techniques that I cannot wait to show our elite members Wednesday night. That's going to help them managing their client base and stuff, not even just their prospecting, but the book of business that they have now, because one of the components of our elite membership is they have that residual part, and it's going to help them in managing and do all of that. So good stuff. Well, guys, I know we got questions that's coming in, Reagan, and so we want to get off of here and talk about that and get right into the questions when we get back from this. So if you've got questions or comments you want us to read, go ahead and start getting those in now, and we'll start reading that. Reagan will get those right after we get back from break. But yeah, and by the way, that CRM, if you haven't checked it out yet, ask one of our members to give you a walkthrough. Set up a Zoom meeting with one of our members, because they can show you that it is bad, bad, bad to the bone. It does a lot of stuff. So we'll be back right after this. Ask you a serious question. Do you know what your unique value is? That thing that sets you apart from everyone else in your business? Do you know where to go and how to find it? If you said no, I want to encourage you. Get my new book, You Are Worth More. You can go over to youareworthmorebook.com, and it goes into what your unique value is, where and what it is, the imperative for you to win and acquire more out of life, how to increase your income by using these unique values that you have, a way to scale and increase your impact both personally and professionally, how others are succeeding in spite of perceived limitations, how to tap into your creative genius, actionable steps to earn unlimited income, and ways to leverage tools to increase your productivity. That's all the things you're going to learn in a very informative, inspiring, and illustrative way. If you go over to youareworthmorebook.com, youareworthmorebook.com. Hear me now or feel me later, as I like to say. You are worth more. In the moment, the very moment you start believing it and receiving it, you'll start acting upon upon it and you will start having it. Are you hiring or recruiting for your business? Do you know the neighbors that just moved in across the street? How about that teacher or coach that just started at your church or school? You know, the good book says, know those who labor among you. And the best thing you can do to just make sure you're getting quality people around your business, around your school, around your neighborhood, around your life is to know those folks around you. And you can go to terrywilson3.com/background and get a free background check on folks that you need to know what's going on. If you're hiring, you need to use terrywilson3.com. /background. If you are in the job market, you'll want to know what other people see and make sure the information is accurate. You can do that by going over to terrywilson3.com/background. That's terrywilson3.com/background.
And now back to our show with Terry Wilson.
I meant to tell you, we were in a mastermind group the other night. One of the members, Ed, said he loves how we have the regulator tune here by Michael McDonald, and
it's Warren G.
Well, he sampled Michael McDonald. That's his thing. And and then we had this British guy come on and Mel, back to our show. And then we have all these rednecks. Hey, how you doing? That's like, it's like cultural whiplash.
Throw you around the globe a little bit.
We cover it all.
Yeah, that's right. We're going to cover it all. So this is the point of the or part of the podcast where we take your questions and answer and try to get the information out to you that you're looking for. So Reagan's got some email questions that came in, and then we also have some that came through the chat. So we'll get on that right now.
Cool. First email question, what does the CRM Max cost?
That's the beautiful thing. Didn't cost anything. This is a $4,500 software piece. If you bought it individually, it comes with all of our membership programs. Now, even if you got the SRT level, which is $997. So there's no additional cost. It's just one more upgrade that we put into the platform. So it's pretty darn cool.
Cool. How is the CRM Max different than HubSpot, Salesforce, and others?
Yeah, so HubSpot, Salesforce, all those other CRMs are just CRMs, which is great, but they don't have the lead generation portion to them. They don't have some of the automation portions that this has to work in conjunction with a sales funnel. So this CRM is designed to work in conjunction with our lead generation platform as well. So rather than just having a standalone CRM that just sort of keeps up with your customers, the contacts that you've had with them, the conversations you've had with them, and all of that, this sort of syncs with all these lead gen tools that we have as well, which is a really, really nice.
Can I become a member of TW3 without being a reseller of the products?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, 60% of our membership doesn't even resell our system. That's just one of the major ways to monetize your membership with us is to resell it. We teach how to use these lead generation tools by showing you how to use them to generate leads to resell the system, but you don't have to. You can take that as a template, as a means to go about and then apply it to whatever other business you have or something.
Cool. I already have a business. Why do I need the RMP part of the Plus and Elite package?
So you already have a business, but you may or may not need the RMP. I would tell you, like, for instance, if you have you're an insurance guy or you're a real estate guy or something like that, or whatever, you sell whatever. One of the advantages of having the referral marketing package in the Plus package or Elite package is it allows you to make money off lead generation whether you sell them something or not. So give you an example. Hey, you sent out a bulk text. I'm going to give you a $25 gift certificate to Starbucks for a 5-minute quote on fill in the blank. And so you give them that gift certificate and you get paid anywhere from $2 to $5 for it just by giving it away as soon as they redeem it. And then if you sold them whatever it is you're selling them, great. But if you didn't, you got paid to generate leads. So the thing about RMP is it turns your lead generation process into a money-making apparatus whether you have another thing to sell them or not. So that's why you would want it. You don't have to have it.
Sure.
The reason you've got to be a Plus member or Elite member if you've already got a business is because the training on how to use these tools in a more advanced way is in the Plus membership and up. If you come on as just a sales rep, what you're saying is, I don't have a business. I don't have a product. I just need a business to start. All you're trained on is how to resell TW3. Okay, that's it. And some of the most frustrated clients that we've ever had came on as an SRT and then wanted us to teach them how to use the voice broadcast dialer to generate leads for fill in the blank. And I said, well, that's in step 7. Well, I don't have step 7. Well, that's what you need.
You know? Gotcha.
And there's the ones that walk away. Well, all it is, you know, just teaches you how to resell. It's, you know, like, well.
But the customer's always right.
Well.
I'm just messing. A little bit of a callback. Yeah. Terry, what is your approach to get someone started at the sales rep level?
What's my approach? Well, at the sales rep level, if you're talking about sales rep and trainer, then I'm talking to them about being their own boss, working from home on their own terms, and I'm operating in the opportunity and job space. If you're talking about a sales rep as just an affiliate and not an actual trainer, then I'm talking to people about, hey, I want to start my own agency. I need people out in the field that can help me sell this product. I'll pay you a commission of $100 to $300. You can work from home. I'll even sell leads to you at a discount so that you can get them some leads. I always tell my guys to never give away leads to people working from home because people, you can send 10 leads to people, and if they don't have any skin in the game, well, if they didn't buy, they didn't buy. You start selling leads. Even if it's just a dollar or two a piece.
The leads have value.
The leads have value. They try to work those leads. And so you need to do that. But that's my approach for sure.
Cool. Is there training on the new software we just implemented?
There is a introductory training that was just done Saturday by yours truly. And I just paid our developer to develop some training for me and actually develop some PDF stuff for me as well. And so that'll be coming out in the next couple of weeks. It's not there yet. Some of it, I'm going to tell you, is pretty darn intuitive. Okay. You don't, if you've learned how to use the Elements by TW3, if you've learned how to use WP Forms, all that stuff in steps 1 through 6, then the other stuff will come pretty, easier. What's going to take, I tell you, the elite members are going to have the world rock Wednesday night because there's some hacks I've already learned on how to tag people a certain way that's going to help you set up some automation for your book of business and keeping up with renewals and all kinds of other stuff. It's pretty cool.
Sweet. Is there a discount to upgrade to Plus or Elite if you're already a rep?
Oh, yeah. I mean, whatever you pay. Let's say, for instance, you came in as a sales rep and trainer. It's $9.97. Mm. You upgrade to a Plus member. Then you take the $9.97 off the $14.97. You pay the difference, $4.97.
Cool.
If you've come in as a $4.97 and a Plus member and want to upgrade to Elite, then it's just a $1,500 difference. So whatever level you're at, you've got equity. That's what I'm saying.
Gotcha. And then last question. No more in the chat. We had one come through ticket, and I told him I'd send it in. They were wanting to know if anything's changed for us at the TW3 business with the pandemic going on, which I feel like we've talked about, but I figured it was a good question.
Yeah, and it sounds dismissive and coy, and I don't want to be or brag, and it's, but we're up 28% from where we were last year.
Right.
It's been a boom for us in two ways. Number one, people are looking for a way to earn money from home. Number two, people with businesses are having to take their businesses online and figure out a way to drive. Maybe it's a restaurant that's trying to drive traffic for pickup stuff. So what we've got lead gen tools. So it's just been a net win for us. I mean, we were already in a growth pattern, but normally we've been getting like 10 to 15% a quarter growth. This thing is sort of jacked us up a little bit. And just so you know, what we've done is taken a lot of the growth and reinvested it right back in the business. That's why we got a CRM for free that the same developer that built this has built it for other companies, and they're selling it for $4,500 to $10,000 a package. That's comes to our members for free. Yep. We have done giveaways. We had a membership drive where we said, hey, if you got a local restaurant, business, retail shop, someone in your area that you would like to sew into, send us. And we had a ton of people come in, and we've been doing giveaways where we've just been generating leads for them for free. So, you know, we've been able to do a lot of good stuff due to this sort of economic boom for us. So that's one of the things I love about TW3. I'm not going to use the cliche recession proof because it just comes across as arrogant, because I don't know what it does for me anyway. I'm not saying it is, but who knows what the future holds. But thus far, TW3 was birthed in a very dark and heavy time for me personally, and then economically around the country. We were in what's called the Great Recession of 07-08. That's where all this stuff started. And it just seems like our business, I guess because of all of the tools we have and the strategies we have on how to use these tools, because it was birthed in that time period, we seem to sort of do well in times like this, you know, for, I guess, because of the nature of our business and what we do and the tools that we have as well.
Cool. And thank you, Hallie, for pointing that out. I missed that. Let's see. I apologize. I'm new here, and I don't understand exactly what this product is. I had a rep before, but was never able to give a solid answer on just what this was. So, yeah. Do you think you could give a brief synopsis of what this is?
Yeah. What's your elevator speech, Terry?
My elevator speech when I'm asked, so what do you do or what's your business? We are a lead generation marketing platform that is used multiple ways. We're used for existing business to generate leads. So if you are already in business and you need a way to generate leads for that business, we got you covered. And now we've got a CSM, customer service management system, that is, to me, better than anything I've seen on the market on the back end of this product. So we're that. We are also a business opportunity for people who are looking for a way to earn money from home, or create another income stream for themselves. Maybe they've got a business, but they'd like another income stream, because when you get our tools and system, you're trained on it, and we train you on how to train others, so that if you want to come alongside us and help us resell our tools and system, you get a pretty handsome commission to do it. So once you become a member, you can also resell it. And so we've got guys making $250,000, $500,000 a year just reselling TW3. Okay. Not everybody does that, by the way, but you know, we do have that. I always have to say that.
Yeah, I get it.
Because someone's going to hear, you know, and so.
He told me, everyone that joins.
Yeah. And so for those who have looked like Mario, listen to the words. I'm kidding. So our elevation, we're a lead generation tool. We're a customer management tool.
And I think something just came to my head here, Terry.
Oh, God.
These are scary. These are scary. But here's
why.
Don't
hurt me, Michael.
Here's where I want to have it.
Okay.
When you use the word resell,
yes,
because this question also comes at times too, that people want to understand, well, are we talking about an MLM?
Yes.
And I'm just going to quash that here really quick.
Okay.
No. Simply because of this. I actually have a contract in my email right now from a company, one of the largest in the world, that has a bunch of data tools in the healthcare space for us to resell their tools.
It's common practice.
It's not a component of us, you know, in this regards, or even talking about maybe even shared marketing, but it's not us getting a little, you know, yes, we would get some component of it, and we have the opportunity to even mark up on our side if we wanted, maybe then to still come in a little bit below market value.
Right.
But it's just an ability to have an additional service line. Right. Really what it is. And here it's just an additional revenue stream.
Right. I think if people go back and listen to the orientation and the genesis of this business, they would understand. It started out as a lead generation tool for insurance. And then it grew into lead generation for real estate. And then it just grew into lead generation from any industry. And then those industries, because they're made up of entrepreneurs to start with.
Can I just resell this?
Hey, can I resell this for you? And so that's how.
Which that's a huge thing. I mean, because that just shows you the value of it.
Absolutely.
It's not just one of the, here's a rock, you resell the rock. It's like, no, this is a product. It has value. It does things.
It's a lead generation tool. It's a business opportunity. And finally, it's a coaching package. Because I've been told, I wouldn't say this because I just don't feel comfortable saying it, but there are a lot of people that find a lot of quality in our coaching and our training. I mean, I've had people at the conference said they've been in this coach, they've had this coach, and they've had this coach, and I've tried online marketing, I've tried this, I've tried that. And Terry, you're the first person that's ever put this stuff together where it makes sense to me and I can actually do something with it.
Well, so, as you were saying at the onset, you know, like you were talking about how the conference has not netted monetary value year over year going to this point, right?
Right.
But the little thought I had was, you know, for the individuals that come, yes, there's monetary value that comes out of that. But for a lot of individuals, there's a lot more ways to measure value.
Absolutely.
Than just besides a green dollar or you know, a silver coin,
well,
or whatever it may be.
I appreciate you saying it, Michael, because I've gone to members before and I said, hey, you've been with us 3 years, 4 years, 5 years, and I see you coming to all the trainings, but I don't see you producing any business for us, which is fine. Are you selling other stuff? Are you using it? And they said, no, I'm coming simply for the self-help and self-development and the coaching part of this. And they love it. And they said, you know, it helps me in my business over here, which is, has nothing to do with really entrepreneurialism or anything else. It's just leadership development, communicational development, those type of things. So there's all different ways to measure value, you know, and so, and it comes down to people's expectations. What do you expect to get out of this? And so we try to have something for everyone. I know when I lean real heavy into the mindset and leadership and coaching, then I've got people over here, I want the X's and O's. Tell me how to, what button to push. So we try to strike a balance and give a little bit of all of that. So great question, Reagan. Whoever asked that, that was really, really good. And I appreciate the opportunity to answer that.
Cool. A couple more here. Can I incorporate the new CRM on the current leads I have now?
Absolutely. And for a lot of you, you were missing your import button. And it should be back there now. So everything that's in your forms creator, your WP forms that we have, you just export that as a CSV file, and then you upload that right into your contact list. You can also buy a data list from us, upload that into your contacts, and use the bulk texter to send out text and bulk email from that CSM tool as well. So that's the other thing that our CSM tool allows you to do, is cold market, which a lot of them won't allow you to do. If you go to AWeber or MailChimp or GetResponse or one of those, you can't buy a data list, upload it, and then start sending out email or sending out text if that particular component would allow you. Ours does. So another thing that a little feather in the cap there that our system allows you to do. Hey, we got a lot of great stuff. The chat room looks like it is just alive tonight. Good stuff. Robert, good to have you on. Hungry Hippo, who is that? I'd love to know who that is. Good to have you on. Hallie, you and Craig, y'all are crazy. I love it. Linda the Legend is on tonight. And Linda missed, I was sent an email. I'm not going to say by who, but Linda... Linda missed our
training on Saturday night.
Training on Saturday night.
She was educating herself.
She was getting educated, and I just want to say that it was great. I'm glad you were able to get educated and learn what you needed to learn and hear from who you needed to hear from. And I bless you and pray for you and hope.
Well,
just move on.
I'm not touching it. But well, the person answering that, thank you for dodging that and staying away from it and not touching it, because there's nothing good that could come out of it. Anyway, guys, when we get back, we will what will we do? We're going to give a book away. Did we find out who shared the podcast? We'll go on and we'll find out who shared the podcast when we get back, and we'll give a book away try to help you there. She's already putting it. You gave up the ghost. You're supposed to stay a little coy there, Linda. But I'm glad you're able to do what you do. We'll be back right after this. Hey, do you need cash for business expenses or bill consolidation, inventory, or maybe reinvesting in your business? You know, when money is tight, man, I tell you, business can be stressful. Trust me, I know. So I want to tell you, learn how to leverage money and time with a great product and service that I use all the time at TW3. It's a custom financing opportunity that the terms and the services are totally custom fit for you. It's easy, it's fast, it's secure, and it's at Cash Mutual Store.com.
cashmutualstore.com. That's cashmutualstore.com. So what are you waiting for? Do you need inventory or do you need to reinvest in your business? Do you need to start a business? You can grow your business by leveraging easy lending opportunity at cashmutualstore.com. Join the thousands of other entrepreneurs and small businesses we've helped at cashmutualstore.com so you can start taking your income, your business, and your life to the next level. That's cashmutualstore.com. Easy, fast, and secure.
Let me ask you a serious question. Do you know what your unique value is? That thing that sets you apart from everyone else in your business? Do you know where to go and how to find it? If you said no, I want to encourage you. Get my new book, You Are Worth More. You can go over to youareworthmorebook.com and it goes into what your unique value is, where and what it is, the imperative for you to win and acquire more out of life, how to increase your income by using these unique values that you have, a way to scale and increase your impact both personally and professionally, how others are succeeding in spite of perceived limitations, how to tap into your creative genius, actionable steps to earn unlimited income, and ways to leverage tools to increase your productivity. That's all the things you're going to learn in a very informative, inspiring, and illustrative way. If you go over to youareworthmorebook.com, youareworthmorebook.com. Hear me now or feel me later, as I like to say. You are worth more. In the moment, the very moment you start believing it and receiving it, you'll start acting upon it and you will start having it. Inspiring, informative, and entertaining talk and music. You're listening to TW3 Radio.
And now back to our show with Terry Wilson.
Okay, guys, I got to figure out which button here. Hold on a second. Oh, man. Oh, there it is. I'm eventually going to learn how to do this. All right, guys, I hope you've gotten something out of tonight's podcast. I'm telling you, what a great time to be a member here at TW3. So many exciting things going on. And I tell you what's the most exciting is seeing all of these new members who are making good money up front. And that's always encouraging to see. River.
Yes, sir.
straw out of the mouth.
Do you want to announce who the winner is?
I would love to. Daniel Osterman, congratulations.
Daniel Osterman, Danielson, River picked you out.
That's right.
And so you're going to be getting a copy, a signed copy of You Are Worth More. So if you will, Daniel, go over to terrywilson3.com/contact and give me your mailing address so that I can get that out to you. And we will mail you a copy of You Are Worth More. This coming Wednesday night, we'll have another mastermind group. I've got some more hacks that I would like to show the folks that are elite members of what you can do with this CSM. I'm telling you, it's bad to the bone. And so we got that going on. Anything that we've got to announce or questions that came through, tickets that I needed to hit real quick?
A lot of CRM questions.
Well, that will be answered.
But those are also partly my questions because I'm asking you as well.
Yeah, you're having to learn as well. Yeah. So some of the training on that is coming. Just be patient. Start playing with it now. And I will be dropping new trainings in your back office as they come available. And we are going to, like I said, have a whole PDF set up on it and individual modules that will be set up as well. What is going on over there?
It's just funny.
Okay. All right, guys. Thanks for being on the show tonight. I hope you guys got a lot out of it. Until next time, we will see you later.
Thank you for listening to our show today at terrywilson3.com. If you would like more information on how we can take your money, your business, and your life to the next level, then please visit us online at terrywilson3.com or call 800-673-1728.
This is the Terry Wilson. Really? I'm excited, Terry. I want to get started here.
Is this a celebrity, Terry Wilson?
Oh, my word.
How you doing, sir?
Dude, don't even go there. I've been listening to this for a while, and I'm finally like, okay. God, what a privilege. I mean...